Our first feature, Winter, Stare Upon Her Beauty and Dream, is by NWT Reserves Officer Robert Morgan. And this piece tells us why he loves winter, particularly a snowy winter. His wishes have really been fulfilled this year. Tim Peters is our reader.
I'm a lover of winter. Not real winter, of course, but the winters of C.S. Lewis or Dickens, romanticised and picturesque. It's said that spring is for optimists, summer for the garish, and autumn the melancholy, but winter is the season of dreamers. Although I've long since given up dreaming of a white Christmas, the child that lurks within me is still excited by the anticipation of snow, the heavier the better. Unfortunately, Norfolk's winters have become pathetic underachievers, and fewer cold snaps mean less frequent snow. But like any unrequited lover, I can only hope and dream. When Mercury does take a rare journey to zero and huge, dark, moisture-laden clouds come bowling over the horizon, the atmosphere changes. Anticipation hangs in the air. Time almost stops. All are waiting for the first flake to fall. Nature will also anticipate the pending snow and fall deathly silent, no doubt intimidated by the imperious nimbostratus covering the entire sky like a thick grey blanket. When the clouds, weighed down by their cargo, finally burst open and soft white fluff drifts gently down, its swish and swirl is in contrast to the threatening heavens from whence they came. Although on occasion thunder and lightning will accompany heavy snow, making for a very strange and eerie experience. Equally strange is that each water droplet freezes during its descent, forming the most bewildering and beautiful crystallized shapes, each, we are told, unique. Overwhelmingly, snowfall creates a deep and rare silence. Not only is nature hushed into whispers, the thick falling snow muffles the modern world. A solitary woodland walk in a snow flurry is always memorable. The appropriately named poet Robert Frost declared that, apart from his horse's harness, the only other sounds the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The greatest beauty of winter is the mantle of pure white, which covers the countryside for a few hours after snowfall. If the sun comes out, there's an intensity of light rarely exceeded on the brightest day of summer. And on a clear night, the snowfields reflect a vivid blue tint, for the moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gives a lustre of midday to objects below. Our townscapes are magically transformed. Sadly, this beauty is fleeting, and even in the early hours, the neat white sheets across our quiet streets become blemished by the inconsiderate footsteps of the milkman. The artistry of winter weather can shift from the soft splendour of snow to stark frozen magnificence. For very occasionally, when the air is still and the conditions just right, we're treated to a hoarfrost. When banks of drifting night fog suddenly hit freezing point, they quickly condense and freeze into minute ice particles that cover every twig and stem, every roof and car. Waking to a sparkling frosty morning is a scene of breathtaking beauty, a beauty of lines and contrasts, of black and white rather than form and colour. These heavy deposits of ice crystal are increasingly rare and must be savoured when it occurs, even as one scrapes the windscreen clear. A winter walk in snow and frost is exhilarating. For dragging cold, fresh air deep into the lungs and blowing out clouds of warmed breath has a rejuvenating quality. It's also a wonderful time to watch wildlife, as the need for food gives animals a confidence of personality not seen in milder weather. Water rail, habitually concealed deep within reed beds, will suddenly reveal themselves. Uninhibited, they tread about on the snow-flattened reed. Paw prints of abounding rabbit and pursuing fox appear overnight, as do deer and badger tracks, their trails telling tales normally hidden and untold. And with deeper periods of cold, inch-thick ice develops across ponds and dikes, a complex ecosystem, like a detached alien world, carries on regardless, beneath the frozen lid. Winter provides many astonishing wildlife spectacles, the incomprehensible twists and turns of starling murmurations, seemingly collectively choreographed, or a blend of wading birds forced off the mudflats in their thousands by a rising tide, meeting at roost and huddling together in a heaving mass. It's the best time of year to see birds of prey, skeins of wild geese, bittern creeping along a dike edge, or hearing a flock of pinging bearded tits, wings whirring over the top of glistening reed heads. Those of us that love the natural world find her stripped naked in winter, and we can but stare upon her beauty and dream.
Thank you, Tim.